Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Coming at you from Spokane, 96.5 FM and AM 630. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wifflebat Wednesday.
That's right.
That's right.
There's more where that came from.
You know, on our channel, we had thrown it out there that if anybody could guess whose birthday it was that was actually born on Pentecost, that we would go ahead and send them an actual wiffle bat, right?
You know? Yes, signed.
Yeah, signed. We would have signed it and actually sent it to them. And unfortunately, nobody knew it. But no surprise. I mean, we didn't either.
There's some really good guesses.
Yeah.
Yeah, we learned it from a sermon that we were watching and listening to on Saturday.
Right.
And he pointed that out, that it was that King David was born on Pentecost.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 50th day after the Passover.
Right, and that was credited to Perry Stone, he's the one that dug that up and pointed that out, because, my goodness, that man is, as far as a biblical researcher, there's few others that can hold a candle to that guy.
Well, it's amazing the little nuggets he pulls out.
Oh, I know it.
And connects dots of things that you just so easily miss.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, that was...
He's a fifth-generation pastor. I mean, that is quite a history to have. And, boy, a calling.
From Tennessee.
Yeah, yep.
Where they have wolves.
Yes. Yeah, we crack up about that. I don't know if everybody in Tennessee calls wolves woofs, but...
Yes. You were tending your sheep and a woof came out.
That's right. Oh, that cracks me up. I love it.
Yeah, that's cool. He's the guy's great. Okay, so there is a lot going on. Oh, my goodness. They're continuing to escalate this thing with Russia.
Oh, and, yes.
Dragging us closer, and we've got an audio clip we'll play in segment two. More promises of more gear, more equipment, whatever you need.
Yeah, you know. Right. We'll keep funding this war that it's actually our war, and you know, like we were describing yesterday, with Lindsey Graham's statement, it's obvious and clear that we're just using Ukraine, and you know, letting their country take the brunt of what our globalist usurpers have always wanted to do. And meaning, of course, the Clintons and Lindsey Graham and John McCain. And in fact, that's who we have a clip of that we're going to share after the break. But I also wanted to bring a couple other updates about the whole child sex offenders realm of things, because like we described yesterday, that the U.S. Marshals were able to locate 225 missing children in a 10-week manhunt.
Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
So praise God for them. I'm so happy to know that, and that they're diligently working on that thing in particular. But listen here, breaking news yesterday, the Swiss police said on Tuesday that Secret Operation Ninja Turtle used the profile of a convicted pedophile to identify over 2,200 child sex offenders and users of child porn worldwide.
Wow.
The operation enabled arrests in Switzerland and several other countries. So, woohoo, praise God for that as well.
No kidding.
And as much as they can utilize any kind of program, hacker programs, whatever, mm-hmm. I would just love to see every last dollar possible just, you know, headed to that endeavor, that
sure.
that we seek them out and find them and prosecute them. And like, you know, the good thing about Florida, DeSantis had passed the law that anybody caught in pedophilia we're going to get the death penalty.
Right.
And so that's just, you know, that's exactly what needs to happen.
There's a leader right there setting the example. That is the best governor in the United States.
That's right.
Hands down over them all. And that's where he needs to remain.
Right.
Setting the example for all the other governors to catch up.
Well, and that's the thing too, is you and I, we talked about that whole subject of DeSantis versus Trump, and we're not going to touch it because we love the both of them in their respective lanes.
Yep.
And we think they're both outstanding, but where Trump is needed as president.
Yes.
And for the next two terms, he needs to fulfill all his next two terms.
Yes.
And then we would absolutely love to see DeSantis run, but
absolutely,
we're not going to get involved in any of the left's trying to divide the vote.
No, Trump is the only one that is suitable for the president right now at
That's
this
right.
time that we're in.
Yep.
And there's nobody else that should be in the governor position in Florida other than DeSantis.
He's the best governor there is.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, clearly. So that's
but,
where
you know,
we stand on
but
that.
He did, DeSantis was saying, you know, that is, as far as pedophiles go, that is the only appropriate punishment is the death penalty.
Absolutely.
And absolutely. And in fact, considering the death penalty, I got an update here from the Idaho governor, believe it or not, who's actually there. They're looking to support bringing back the death by shooting squad,
firing squad.
And so I thought that's pretty fantastic also. Which is better, being electrocuted in an electric chair or being shot? Either way, you're gonna kick the bucket,
right?
You know what I mean?
Dead is dead.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that's an efficient and effective way to do it.
Yep, yeah, that's sure. right. That's right.
It's quick and there you go.
Yep. So for sure. Well, and then also in other news, in case you missed it, a federal court in the Southern District of New York unsealed a complaint charging two individuals with acting and conspiring to act in the U.S. as unregistered agents of the People's Republic of China, the PRC, who were conspiring to bribe and bribing a public official and conspiracy to commit money laundering. And that's exactly their MO. They don't just do that here
right.
in these self-proclaimed Chinese police districts.
Your
that they're setting
stations,
up.
Right.
Yeah, that's the United States is not the only place they do that and behave in that manner. They've been caught doing that in the UK and in other nations around
yes,
the world
they have.
As well, where they set up these supposed police stations and then they go about trying to hobnob with all of the elected officials and they bribe them.
I was going to say, were the criminal complaints against those who were bribed, who took the bribes?
Right. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
we'll learn more about that. But this is very interesting and something that we want to stay on top of.
Yes, and then one last thing real quick. China rejected a request by the United States for a meeting between their defense chiefs on the sidelines of an annual security forum in Singapore
yes.
this coming weekend. And so, again, that's not a good sign.
That's not. That's the second time that they've declined a meeting with the Secretary of Defense.
Yep.
And when you lose, and this is what's been discussed recently, is the loss of diplomatic ties with Russia,
right. yep.
with China.
Yep.
And it's not looking good, especially right now where we are seeing reports of cyber attacks, and there's this cyber typhoon, something, I got to look it up again. It's in our intelligence brief this week for Ameron, but where critical infrastructure and communications look like they're getting, you know, set up to target those. So that's pretty serious. And of course that would preempt go simultaneously with an attack on Taiwan. It's, you know, pretty much a foregone conclusion. China would be targeting our critical infrastructure Guam.
Yep, right.
Of course, because that's a major launching point. That's a very strategic location for our military operating in the European or the Asian theater. So that would obviously affect us. And that's a given. They're going to go for your command and control, your communications and other critical infrastructure. So,
yep, absolutely.
You know, right at a time when the DHS is putting out the warning that right-wing extremism or Russians could be targeting our power grid.
Yeah.
All right. White supremacist, white nationalists or Russians will be targeting the power grid.
This is just so bizarre that, well, you know, especially after hearing that clip of Hillary Clinton actually calling to China through the Rachel Maddow show, calling on China to help back them, you know, the Clintons, help back the Democrats. And this was back in 2018 that she did that on the Rachel Maddow show.
Right.
She called for China's help because after she invented that whole big fat lie about Russia being the one that is backing Trump, that she needed China to back her and the Democrats.
Right.
Like, oh, wow. So that's extremely telling as to why China is behind all of these. They're not Democrats. They're communists.
Yes.
As
it turns out, it was Russian operatives working with the Democrats to put that whole Steele dossier together and the whole sham of the fact Russian that collusion with Trump.
She invented the whole thing. It was the craziest thing to actually watch that last week. I just,
I know.
All of that still blows my mind. Good grief.
Well, we're running long here with the news up front, but we definitely want to make sure we get to the word of the day before we get any further.
Absolutely. And of course, the word of the day, it comes to us from Daniel, as prescribed by the Lord to me in a dream. So we're spending the week covering Daniel because it was pointed out in the dream that this is what's going on right now. And he said, and you need to share it. And so, well, here we go.
Yes.
And so for today, for Wifflebat Wednesday, it comes from Daniel chapter 11, verses 29 through 39, which read under the title, The Northern King's Blasphemies. At the appointed time, he shall return and go toward the south, but it shall not be like the former or the latter, for ships from Cyprus shall come against him. Therefore he shall be grieved and return in rage against the Holy Covenant and do damage. So he shall return and show regard for those who forsake the Holy Covenant. And forces shall be mustered by him, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortress. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery, but the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. And those of the people who understand shall instruct many. Yet for many days they shall fall by sword and flame, by captivity and plundering. Now when they fall, they shall be aided with a little help, but many shall join with them by intrigue. And some of those of understanding shall fall, to refine them, purify them, and make them white until the time of the end, because it is still the appointed time. Then the king shall do according to his own will. He shall exalt and magnify himself above every god, shall speak blasphemies against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the wrath has become accomplished. For what has been determined shall be done. He shall regard neither the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall exalt himself above them all. But in their place he shall honor a God of fortresses, and a God which his fathers did not know, he shall honor with gold and silver, with precious stones and pleasant things. Thus he shall act against the strongest fortresses with a foreign God, which he shall acknowledge and advance its glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many and divide the land for gain. And that's it.
Talking about the Antichrist.
There. Yes. Yep. That is him for sure. It says here in the Bible notes that Antiochus's invasion against Jerusalem included regulations against circumcision, Sabbath observance, and dietary practices. Ships from Cyprus were a delegation from Rome, and the abomination of desolation was the erection of the altar of Zeus over the altar of burnt offerings in the temple. The king shall do according to his own will. It says here in dispensational interpretation, the king is the head of the revised Roman Empire. The Antichrist, or the little horn, or the Antichrist. This passage predicts his end when no one will help him and he will be destroyed by Christ. Thus the end of governments and rulers of this world is depicted. And so...
And boy, are we looking forward to that.
Yes, that's right. And it is interesting where it describes that he shall regard neither the God of his fathers nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall exalt himself above them all.
Yes.
So, I mean, that most certainly describes a communist.
No kidding.
You know, I mean, they're not just anti-Christ, they're anti-God.
Right.
And, you know, a good majority of them are atheist.
Right. And it sounds like he'll be a homosexual.
Yep.
A militant homosexual, obviously.
Right.
So, well, that fits right in with the whole narrative and the direction that we're going, you know, in this world. And, I'm looking forward to the end. I'm looking forward to the part, I just want to skip right to the part where Christ comes back and just
I know.
Wipes out, you know, all the forms of governance and sets himself up on the throne.
Yep,
that's
right.
The King of Kings.
Yep.
You know, righteously ruling with an iron rod.
And that's why he says, that's why he even provided this for us, is because it gives all of his children, his believers and his followers, it gives all of us hope. Because we see how bad all of the other types of government it becomes, and how wicked and evil it all boils down to. And so being able to read that, hey, when he comes back, we rule and reign with him under his iron rod,
right.
You know? And so fantastic, because that's when we're just going to be so ecstatic to actually have the right type of king.
Yes. I know that I am.
Me
that's
too.
Awesome.
Yep.
Wow. So you'll recognize what's going on, and that there is there's something good coming out the other side of this.
That's right.
Because without that, you know, you'd be what a state of despair. If you see what's going on in the world right now, and it's not getting better, it's getting worse, and it's accelerating. Without knowing this, that this is part of a larger plan that God is going to control the outcome and make all this right. There would be a pretty dark and gloomy future for people that don't know the Lord.
Right. And it's also interesting that we get to experience this era, because it's if this era is nothing else, it certainly is a good teacher.
Oh,
you
boy.
Know, where we get to see what it actually feels like to live under pure evil liars.
Right.
Where you loathe what they are saying to you, because you know everything that they're saying is an outright lie. And and you get to see the repercussions of that horrible type of behavior across the whole world of people.
Yeah, the fictional books like 1984, for example, you know, you're living it.
Right.
And you know, of course, you know, we feel very fortunate to be isolated from the majority of that is just by where we live, but it's they're coming. They're coming for everybody. They want everybody to be rolled up in this globalist utopia that they're trying to force everybody into.
Right, and that's the thing too. I mean, it's one thing to read a fictional story; it's another thing to live it. And
yes.
and that is also what Christ tried to have each of us teach is like. Like he tries to utilize our own experience, our own testimony,
sure.
in order to be able to help somebody else in the same situation. And so, you know, when we're looking at being the end times believers, you know, we're the remnant.
Right.
We're the ones that are being educated in the worst form of government and its effect on people. And so how to, you know, govern better, and especially according to his laws and his ways.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting that we'll be able to utilize our own testimonies in that regard.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Well, good. Oh, well, we better take a quick break here. And this is coming at us from Daniel chapter 11. What were the verses?
Verses 29 through 39.
29 through 39. Got it. All right. Well, thank you.
Oh, praise God.
Absolutely. All right. Let's take that break. This segment brought to you by Katie Armour, C-A-T-I. Come and take it. KatieArmour.com is the website. Serious Body Armor for serious times. Check them out. And we'll be back right after these messages.
Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars.
I don't want to hear any more of these lies about reckless spending. We're changing people's lives. I've been able to bring some Republicans along on parts of my plan. But the fact is, Republicans in Congress are still in the grip of the ultra-MAGA agenda.
The American dream is one of self-governance and the belief that all men are created with certain unalienable rights. Here at American Reconstruction Concepts, we are dedicated to these ideals and committed to passing the torch of liberty to future generations. Join us here at ARC to learn critical life-saving skills and expand your situational awareness. You will learn how to best care for those around you in these troubled times. Sign up for classes at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. If you guys have a website, whether you have a ministry or a business or a website for any reason, you have to have that hosted somewhere instead of those big box outlets that do all your website hosting. Support a Christian Patriot business who takes care of hundreds of websites and do an awesome job, Christian Patriot owned, and in the American Redoubt. So it's TLCwebhosting.com. All right, Lady Liberty, here in the last about 5 minutes or so, we've got a few things we want to hit on, and we promised that audio file from Ukraine, and this goes back a ways.
Yes, this was what you're going to listen to here is John McCain and Lindsey Graham standing there with Ukrainian military. And so this is from 2016. And listen to what John McCain is saying to the Ukrainian military at that time.
It is time for them to pay a heavier price.
I believe you will win. I am convinced you will win, and we will do everything we can to provide you with what you need to win.
Yeah, so there they are, like two peas in a pod. They're John McCain, boo, and Lindsey Graham, boo, hiss. They're working on this deal with promising to give them material support.
Everything that they will need.
Yes.
Yep.
And, you know, they've been planning this conflict with Russia for a long time.
Right. And that's where Trump came in and stomped all over those plans of theirs. And,
oh, yeah.
And where they just resumed and picked right up where they left off.
That's
only,
right.
Of course, John McCain has kicked the bucket since then. So Lindsey Graham's out there, you know, not only leading the charge, but he sure is significant in that whole endeavor. And just
yes.
The fact that Russia called for his arrest,
I don't blame him.
The fact that he just admitted to more or less being the war effort against Russia, Marjorie Taylor Greene had it right. She said, oh, so are you saying that we are at war with Russia without you guys going through Congress,
right,
and legally allowing Congress to declare the war if they would even allow it?
Yeah.
And so the fact that they're admitting that the U.S. is actually the one at war with Russia through that Lindsey Graham statement.
That's right.
That means we should very well be able to to press charges of criminality with whomever is involved with all of that instigation.
Well, yeah, they're getting us involved in a war, and I mean it's only a matter of time now before it becomes direct, a direct kinetic war between the United States and Russia, and that's when there will be nuclear gunplay.
Well, and that's the initial crime. Was they did not go through Congress. And yet we have our military boots on the ground over there fighting in that war. And so that was what Marjorie Taylor Greene was pointing out was, so we have troops there? Is that what you guys are saying? And that makes it illegal. The fact that Congress didn't give them the authority to do that at all.
Right. Well, they also have the purse strings and they just went and caved and approved this new budget. I mean, this is what we're sending them, billions and billions and billions of dollars more promised to be sent along the way. And we just approved their budget, put the brakes on that, put a hold on this checking account and freeze it because if we don't, there's going to be very, very serious prices to pay in the future in blood and land and money. Money will be the least significant component for the price that we'll be paying for this in these decisions.
Right. And I think the way that the left was trying to up the ante to force the hand, saying, oh, we've got this deadline. Oh, we've got this time limit, June 1st. And all the Republicans that are actually paying attention are going, is that for real? I don't even think that's real. She just pulled that out of her hat. And, or is it actually that China is calling in payment for the Belt and Roads Initiative loans that we gave with that, the whole instigation of the, what was it, 3.7 or was it 4.2 trillion that we suddenly had available for all of these nationwide infrastructure programs, because we're seeing China calling in those loans in different areas right now.
Different countries.
What a strange coincidence that it matches this timing that Janet Yellen is describing.
Exactly. So, well, let's just, pray for the Republic, pray for repentance for this country, and pray for his soon return. Then none of this will matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Let it all burn.
That's right.
Okay, well, you guys have a blessed day. You be safe, and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the Morning Commute.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.